something else. When, talk a little bit about religion. When you go to church,
when you go to church and pray. Pray to God.
And the thing that the preacher preaches in church.
Sermon.
And you would say that in church, the choir and the organist provide good
music.
What about an adjective that you would use, say, if you went outside and saw a sunset? You might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a...
sure is a magnificent sunset. You say it's magnificent or glorious. Magnificent and glorious.
Beautiful,
yes. Spectacular. Sure is a magnificent sunset would probably come near describing it. If it was a real showy, it had a lot of clouds and all.
What about these things that people sometimes claim that they see around graveyards, you know, and they're afraid of them?
Spooks.
Spooks.
Yeah.
You ever heard of
all this thing else? Haunts. Haunts or ghosts. Or goblins.
Or if those things get in a house, people claim that the house is...
Haunted. Haunted. Some of them do.
Is there any one particular person who might be more likely to use that word haunts or haunted?
A nigger. Yeah, they believe in them.
How would you greet somebody around December 25th? You'd say, I hope you have a...
On the 25th, Merry Christmas.
Have you ever heard any expression that people might use on Christmas morning, you know, when they see each other for the first time, one tries to say it before the other one says it to it?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift.
That's an old nigger expression, too.
Is that right?
That goes back to old slavery days. If they say Christmas gift and whoever says it first is supposed to receive a gift from the other one. So you got to watch out. You walk in the kitchen on Christmas morning, if there's a nigger cooking there, you better beat them to it. So if they won't give you anything, if you beat them to it, well, they're still not going to give you anything. But if they beat you, why, they just laugh and, yeah, you can at least give me $5.
How would you greet somebody around January 1st, you'd say?
Happy New Year.
Or this expression, say if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much
obliged.
Or say if your wife went downtown to do some shopping, the storekeeper, say, took some paper and it up.
Wrapped it up. Wrapped up the package.
And when she got home, she...
Unwrapped it.
Or say if stores around here are selling things for less than what they paid for, you say they're selling...
Cut rate prices. Undercutting the competition. I got them on a sale.
Maybe selling at a loss, something like that.
I don't think they're going to sell it. They're not going to sell the loss. They may tell you they are, but I'd hate to believe them. They've got about 100% profit on most anything they sell.
Don't some stores talk about having, you know, loss leaders and things like that?
A what?
Loss leader? Something they would sell at a loss just to get you in the store?
I don't know.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe it. However, a lot of these stores around here, they'll sell selected items. In the clothing department, you go in the store and say, well, I hear you got a sale on here, show me what you got. And they'll bring out some old ragtag looking suit, and I say, well, hell, I wouldn't have that on a bet. Show me your good suits. And they say, well, they're not on sale.
Oh.
And I said, oh, well, the heck was you, I thought you were going to offer me a bargain.